Chapter 20.
And Abraham journeyed from there to the land of the Negev, and he settled between Kadesh and Shur. And he dwelt as an alien in Gerar. And Abraham said about Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. And Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream at night. And he said to him, Look, you are a dead man on account of the woman you have taken. For she is a married woman. Now Abimelech had not approached her, so he said, My Elohim, will you even kill a righteous people? Did not he himself say to me, she is my sister? And she herself said, she is my brother. With integrity of my heart and with cleanness of my hands I did this. Then Elohim said to him in the dream, Yes, I know that in the integrity of your heart you did this, and I also kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not allow you to touch her. So now, return the wife of the man, for he is a prophet, so that he will pray for you and you will live. And if you do not return her, know that you will certainly die, and all that are yours. So Abimelech rose early in the morning. And he called all his servants and told them all these things, and the men were very afraid. And Abimelech called for Abraham and said to him, What have you done to us? And how have I sinned against you that you brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin? You have done things to me that should not be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, What were you thinking that you did this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought, Surely there is no fear of Elohim in this place, they will kill me on account of the matter of my wife. Besides, she is my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it happened that as Elohim caused me to wander from the house of my father I said to her, This is your loyal kindness that you must do for me at every place where we come, say concerning me, He is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and cattle and male slaves and female slaves, and he gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah his wife to him. And Abimelech said, Here is my land before you, settle where it pleases you. And to Sarah he said, Look, I have given 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother. It shall be an exoneration. You are vindicated before all who are with you. And Abraham prayed to Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his wife and his female servants so that they could bear children again. For Yahweh had completely closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of the matter of Sarah, the wife of Abraham.
Chapter 21.
And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said. And Yahweh did to Sarah as he had promised. And she conceived, and Sarah bore to Abraham a son in his old age at the appointed time that Elohim had told him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised Isaac his son when he was 8 days old, as Elohim had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac his son was born to him. And Sarah said, Elohim has made laughter for me, all who hear will laugh for me. And she said, Who would announce to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne a son to Abraham in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne Abraham, mocking. Then she said to Abraham, Drive out this slave woman and her son, for the son of this slave woman will not be heir with my son, with Isaac. And the matter displeased Abraham very much on account of his son. Then Elohim said to Abraham, Do not be displeased on account of the boy and on account of the slave woman. Listen to everything that Sarah said to you, for through Isaac your offspring will be named. And I will also make the son of the slave woman into a nation, for he is your offspring. Then Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder. And he sent her away with the child, and she went, wandering about in the wilderness, in Beersheba. And when the water was finished from the skin, she put the child under one of the bushes. And she went and she sat a good distance away, for she said, Let me not see the child's death. So she sat away from him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the cry of the boy, and the angel of Elohim called to Hagar from the heavens and said to her, What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for Elohim has heard the cry of the boy from where he is. Get up, take up the boy and take him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave a drink to the boy. And Elohim was with the boy, and he grew and lived in the wilderness. And he became an expert with about. And he lived in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. And it happened that at that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, Elohim is with you, in all that you do. So now, swear to me here by Elohim that you will not deal with me falsely, or with my descendants, or my posterity. According to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall pledge to do with me and with the land where you have dwelt as an alien. And Abraham said, I swear. Then Abraham complained to Abimelech on account of the well of water that servants of Abimelech had seized. And Abimelech said, I do not know who did this thing, neither did you tell me, nor have I heard of it except for today. And Abraham took sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech. And the two of them made a covenant. Then Abraham set off 7 year lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, What is the meaning of these 7 year lambs that you have set off by themselves? And he said, You shall take the 7 year lambs from my hand as proof on my behalf that I dug this well. Therefore that place is called Beersheba, because there the two of them swore an oath. And they made a covenant at Beersheba. And Abimelech, and Phicol his army commander stood and returned to the land of the Philistines. And he planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting Elohim. And Abraham dwelt as an alien in the land of the Philistines many days.
Chapter 22.
And it happened that after these things, Elohim tested Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Take your son, your only child, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains where I will tell you. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey. And he took two of his servants with him, and Isaac his son. And he chopped wood for a burnt offering. And he got up and went to the place which Elohim had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place at a distance. And Abraham said to his servants, You stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go up there. We will worship, then we will return to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and placed it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and the two of them went together. And Isaac said to Abraham his father, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, Elohim will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went together. And they came to the place that Elohim had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood. Then he bound Isaac his son and placed him on the altar atop the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. And the angel of Yahweh called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the boy, do not do anything to him. For now I know that you are one who fears Elohim, since you have not withheld your son, your only child, from me.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram was caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered it as a burnt offering in place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh will provide, for which reason it is said today, on the mountain of Yahweh it shall be provided. And the angel of Yahweh called to Abraham a second time from heaven.
And he said, I swear by myself, declares Yahweh, that because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only child, that I will certainly bless you and greatly multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is by the shore of the sea. And your offspring will take possession of the gate of his enemies. All the nations of the earth will be blessed through your offspring, because you have listened to my voice. And Abraham returned to his servants, and they got up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived in Beersheba. And it happened that after these things, it was told to Abraham, Look, Milcah has also borne children to your brother Nahor, Uz's firstborn and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram, and Kest, Hazo, Pildash, Jidlaf, and Bethel. Now, Bethel fathered Rebekah. These eight Milcah bore to Nahor, the brother of Abraham. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, also bore Teba, Gaham, Tahash, and Maacah.
Chapter 23.
And Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from his dead, and he spoke to the Hittites and said, I am a stranger and an alien among you, give to me my own burial site among you so that I may bury my dead from before me. And the Hittites answered Abraham and said to him, Hear us, my Elohim, you are a mighty prince in our midst. Bury your dead in the choicest of our burial sites. None of us will withhold this burial site from you for burying your dead. And Abraham rose up and bowed to the people of the land, to the Hittites. And he spoke with them, saying, If you are willing that I bury my dead from before me, hear me, and intercede for me with Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may sell to me the cave of Machpelah which belongs to him, which is at the end of his field. At full value let him sell it to me in your midst as a burial site. Now Ephron was sitting among the Hittites. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the Hittites with respect to all who were entering the gate of his city, and said, No, my Elohim, hear me. I give you the field and the cave which is in it. I also give it to you in the sight of the children of my people I give it to you. Bury your dead. And Abraham bowed before the people of the land. And he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, saying, If only you will hear me I give the price of the field. Take it from me that I may bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, My Elohim, hear me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver, what is that between me and you? Bury your dead. Then Abraham listened to Ephron. And Abraham weighed for Ephron the silver that he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver at the merchant's current rate.
So the field of Ephron which was in the Machpelah, which was near Mamre the field and the cave which was in it, with all the trees that were in the field, which were within all its surrounding boundaries passed to Abraham as a property in the presence of the Hittites, with respect to all who were entering the gate of his city. And thus afterward Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah near Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan.
And the field and the cave which was in it passed to Abraham as a burial site from the Hittites.